Glory to God. Glory to God. I thank all y'all for coming to listen to today's sermon, which is from me, Minister Stevie T, and the Church of Truth and Spirit. And as always, I want to point out that know that the Church of Truth and Spirit is not in a building. No, it is not in a building. It is part of the body of Christ.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
By you becoming a Christian and being a Christian and keeping your body clean from sin, you are the church. The Bible tells us that Jesus will be coming back for a perfect church. It did not mean a church building. The word tells us that these buildings will come falling down.
Yes, they will.
The word also says, and Stephen, the Bible said, that the Holy Spirit do not dwell in a building. So therefore, the Holy Spirit does, and the word tells us that it dwells inside of you.
Inside.
It's the God in you. So this is what God is coming back for.
This is what he's coming
so
back.
Today's topic,
what it is,
our topics, I can say,
images and liars,
is going to be on different important subjects,
images and liars,
different things.
Yes.
There was someone that emailed me and stated that when they heard my sermon, Love Thy Neighbor, they were saying that I was all over the place.
Yes, it was, Minister.
Well,
yes, it was.
I can't go against what the Holy Spirit is telling me to speak on.
No, don't do that. Don't do that now.
I can speak on one thing and wind up speaking by another.
That's the Holy Spirit.
And that's just where the Spirit want me to go, because that other thing that I might speak on might be touching someone in a room that might become one of the most powerful spiritual leaders ever to be.
Oh, amen, amen.
So just by me planting that seed, it will blossom, it will sprout up to be good, and it will be for generations to come. So these things that I speak on today are definitely for generations to come. But before we start, like always, we must always say a prayer.
Yes.
So that way you can get what the Spirit wants you to get, and I can give what the Holy Spirit wants me to give.
That's right. Glory to God.
So as you bow your heads,
Amen.
Dear Father in heaven, we come before you right now in your precious Son, Jesus Christ's name.
Jesus.
The first, thank you. Thank you for another day, Father God. Thank you for all that you have done, all that you're doing right now, and everything that you're about to do.
Yes.
Father God, before I ask for anything, Father God, we ask that you forgive us for all sins that we have done, Father God, those known in our heart, Father God, as we speak to you from our heart of these things that we have done, Father God. Father God, forgive us for we know not, Father God, but we ask that you show us those sins that we have done, Father God, so we can live according to your word and walk in righteousness, Father God. Father God, I ask that you forgive our enemies for any sins that they have did and committed against us, Father God. We forgive them, Father God. Forgive us our debts, Father God. We forgive our debtors, Father God.
Yes.
Give us this day, Father God.
This day.
Your word, Father God.
Daily bread.
Father God, I ask that you bless the listeners of your word, Father God. The doers of your word, Father God. Bless them, Father God. And I ask that the seed sprout up into generations to come, Father God. Father God, we ask in all this in your precious Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, in this first topic, what we're speaking about here will be something that is of very much importance.
Yes, it is. Yes,
to everyone that's listening.
Yes.
Because I want everyone out there listening to know that God never got rid of the commandments.
Never got rid of
I hear a lot of individuals arguing time and time again. I'm going to tell you, stop the arguing.
Stop it.
Go to God. Let God show you what he wants you to know. But you can't argue about God's word. Where's the love when you argue?
Stop it.
There was someone that said,
what is it?
The covenant got rid of.
The covenant?
Then the commandments got rid of.
No.
Well, what you have to do is go in the Word and look and see that God say he got rid of that. Sometimes we get a lot of things mixed up and thinking that this was merged with this. Well, uh-huh. This is where you go into the Word and you look.
Yes.
And it'll tell you that this had nothing to do with it. A lot of things came before the covenant.
Yes, it did.
And a lot of things that was before the covenant uh-huh. still stands.
Yes, it does.
Like the Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments.
And really, if you look at your Word in Exodus,
yes.
you'll see that that was more than Ten Commandments.
It sure was.
That was something that went much deeper.
Yes.
So I ask that y'all do read that. But since we are speaking about that, I'm going to tell you, we are coming from Exodus
chapter 20,
verse 4. And I'll give you a second while you go there, get your Bibles, locate that page.
Got it.
This is of importance to me, and it's importance to you guys listening.
Yes.
Because God's been wearing this on my spirit, and it's way overdue.
Yes.
And there's a lot of individuals, like one of the elders, and God blesses goes out to Elder Cooper.
Yes.
He's an inspiration to me. He's someone that in times when no one else is talking to me, this elder would come up and he'll speak kind words from God. And I thank God for him.
I really
thank God for the friends that he have put around me.
Yes.
Through all my trials and my tribulations.
Glory.
And I'm going to speak of my trials and tribulations and some that I'm going through right now. So us Christians, you Christians that are listening, will know that when you get in Christ,
yes.
I mean, when you're in Christ, uh-huh. that we're going to go through your ups and downs.
Yes,
as
we are.
A Christian. It's yes. all to better you in life and for you to have something to witness about
yes.
to someone else
yes,
to help
right.
them get through.
That's true.
So, if you're on Exodus 20 and 4, it says, you shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Now, folks, I'm going to go back again, and I'm going to read this. This is in Exodus Chapter 20,
verse 4.
You shall not make for yourself a carved image,
any likeness
of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth.
Even the water?
Now,
man.
When I sent this message out to some online friends that I was ministering to, I told them, notice. I'm telling the ones that are listening, notice the key word is likeness, and another is anything. So we're going to touch on those two words right there.
Okay, bro.
Now, for the ones that are listening, know that when you're reading God's word,
yes.
pay attention, please, to certain words.
No money needed.
Because those words are the keys to the delivery of the message.
Yes.
The word likeness, means anything like it.
Right.
And the other is anything. In the likeness of anything.
Glory.
Okay?
Glory.
So anything includes
Jesus.
Angels. God himself. God's hands.
Jesus' hands.
Come on. It also includes movies. The movies that we watch on television of these people who saying they are Jesus.
Yes.
They're acting. Of course, they look at it as ministering, but you got to understand that the word here clearly says likeness. Likeness of anything. So, what is like Christ? Now, we are to be Christ-like. Yes. We are the walking epistles of Christ.
Yes, we are.
The disciples in the Bible days and now we are to be the likeness of Christ.
Yes, we are.
We don't supposed to walk around with pictures and crosses around our necks and pictures of supposed to be Jesus' hands. You know. But note, when you look at your television, mm-hmm. and they have, let's take the Passion of Christ for instance.
Passion of Christ?
They said that was Christ.
No, man. Come on, man.
They make you think that Christ is of a certain color.
They had me thinking.
Now, I would tell you, I don't say Christ is white. I don't say Christ is black. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what he was in the flesh.
What was he, meat?
What matters was his spirit.
Oh, okay.
Because if you read through your Bible,
all right, okay,
you won't care about his color.
Mm-hmm.
You'll care about his integrity.
Yes.
You'll care about what he stood for.
Oh, yes. Amen.
You'll care about what he died for.
Yes, us. Amen. Glory
you'll
God.
Care about
the word
of God.
Yes.
The spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that spirit, when you see a person's spirit, you don't care about what they look like.
That's right. That's
and I'm going to give you a brief example.
Okay, give us an example.
Of an incident.
Yes, yes.
Give me that I ran across a couple of years back. Wait. I met this person.
This person.
Mm-hmm. But we met over the internet.
Over the internet.
And we spoke on the telephone. Well, we ministered to one another.
Mm-hmm.
We never met face to face, and it was a woman.
Okay.
And
we
just talked about the Word of God.
Yeah, that was supposed to
do. And by speaking about the Word of God,
I mean,
I knew that person's inside. I knew their spirit.
Yes, yes.
I knew by what we both spoke about that we both were Christ-like.
Amen.
They saw the Christ in me. I saw the Christ in them.
Amen, amen.
Now, this type of likeness,
yes,
is the type of likeness that God wants us to be.
Yes, he do. Yes.
And to have.
Amen.
If you walk into a room, and a lot of you who are listening, this didn't happen to you plenty times.
Okay, well.
A person will walk up to you and they will say, amen, glory to God.
Glory.
Are you a Christian?
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Yeah. The reason they ask that is because it's your likeness of Christ.
Yes. Yes.
That
yes.
is portrayed.
Uh-huh.
They can see Christ in you. No, they don't see a picture of Christ.
No, they don't.
That he's white or he's black.
Mm-hmm.
Or the cross that they say he hung on. Or the tree he hung on. They see the Spirit of God
Spirit
in
God.
You.
Yes, amen.
This is what we're supposed to have.
Hmm.
And I'm going to go back to the movies. We don't supposed to have anything in the likeness of anything that is in heaven above. And that's what the scripture is saying in the beginning.
Yes, yes.
Anything.
Anything. Anything. You're right.
The key word is likeness, and the other is anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. Likeness. You walk in someone's home and they have this portrait of someone they say that is Christ.
No, man.
They have pictures of angels.
No, man.
Well, the thing about it is,
tell me.
We don't know what angels look like.
I sure don't know, man. I don't know at all.
I hear a lot of individuals say, oh, well, I saw an angel. Okay, but
okay.
If you saw it,
my,
or you didn't see it,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't mean you go draw a picture of it.
That's right. That's
and you
right.
go tell the world this is what angels look like.
That's right.
Because this scripture forbids
mm-hmm.
you to do that.
Amen. Amen.
What is for you
right.
stays with you.
Yes, like what stays in Vegas.
Now, you can witness that to other people.
Because
uh-huh. what happens is when you witness to someone,
witness.
It lifts them up.
Yes, it does.
It makes them wonder, maybe I need to get in Christ,
yes.
and I will see the same thing they saw.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not for us to draw pictures.
No, don't draw.
And make everyone think this is what it is. Because what then happened today, folks, is now you have Joe over here who's drawing a picture
okay,
of an angel.
Okay, Joe.
He's saying It has hair. It's all in white. It has wings with glitter all on the wings. Uh-huh. You have
chicken wings.
Roy over here.
Where Roy saw? Where Roy?
Who said he saw an angel?
He did.
Okay. And it had a
come on.
Certain look.
What look was it? Come on.
It had regular clothes.
Regular clothes?
It was black.
Sean John, huh? Louis Vuitton.
But it was pretty.
It was pretty, but Louis Vuitton. Huh?
Well, if an angel looks like what Roy saw, and an angel looks like what the other person saw, mm-hmm. well, what is the true likeness of that?
What's the true likeness?
It begins an argument.
Yes, it does.
Like right now on the internet, there are many places you go, and people have these pictures of these angels and pictures of to be Christ.
Okay.
What purpose is that serving?
Nothing.
If you want a person to see Christ,
yes, yes,
you minister the word to them.
Oh, amen, amen.
And this is my point.
Amen, glory to God.
But the scripture forbids that. This is one of the commandments.
Yes, it does, yes, it does.
It also goes on to say, or that is in the earth beneath.
Beneath.
Now, there are a lot of individuals who sit and they make pictures of hell. They make pictures of
What do you mean?
Glory to God. They make pictures of what Satan looks like.
Oh, man. Horns and red. Huh?
Well, I tell you, this is what Satan wants you to do.
Yeah, that's what
he wants you to create these images.
Mm-hmm. That ain't what it look like.
Spread it out. Because what's happening is, once you tell your son, mm-hmm. hey, here's a picture of an angel. And he gets older, and he always see these pictures of angels and pictures of Jesus in their home.
Right.
When the mother or the father dies, he's still left with those pictures. So now his son then grew up, and now he see the same thing. So now, in three different generations now, they're thinking this is what Jesus and the angels look like.
It's all a lie, huh?
Mm-hmm. But we don't know. We don't supposed to have anything in the likeness. That's pictures.
Mm-hmm.
That's carved images out of stone, out of wood, out of clay, even in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
It says likeness of anything.
Amen. Preach it, preach it.
And I'm saying this because I'm really trying to drill it in so that you listeners will know that you do not supposed to have this. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. It's of Satan. The angels that you see, the Jesus that you see,
uh-huh.
keep it to yourself. Keep it in your heart.
Keep it in your heart. That's where you keep it.
You don't tell the enemy everything.
That's right.
Because the enemy will take what you say
uh-huh.
or what you see
That's right.
and make it into something else.
Uh-huh. That's where you go.
And as you know, same, that was one woman back in 1400s who saw a picture of an angel. And she put it out there.
Right.
Well, now, coming up to 2010, 2011, 2012, now, someone else then added their take on it.
That's right. That's right. Remix.
So now that angel that was back in the 1400s don't look the same anymore.
Angel remix.
Based on the fact that it passed from generation to generation and people then added and took out and added. For instance, the Lord's Supper.
Oh, man. No.
The painting, the picture.
Oh, man.
Take that down.
Oh, take
You're not supposed to have that either.
Man, add apples and pears.
It says any likeness of anything.
Add all kinds of pizza.
And we know that Christ is in heaven.
He ain't had no pizza in them days.
So why are we having these pictures of it?
No, why?
It's no other way, folks, to read this scripture. You can't argue with me. You can't argue with God's word, especially.
Sure can.
Me, I'm not going to argue.
Amen. Amen.
God's word is God's word.
That's right. It stands.
It goes on in this scripture to say, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth.
Under the earth.
Now, I know in Revelation it talks about the beast that's going to come out of the water.
It does, it does.
Now, we don't supposed to have that either.
I'm sure don't.
But it also makes us wonder, do we supposed to have pictures of fishes?
Fishes?
Sharks?
Oh, man, I love mother.
If his word says,
I love me some fish now. Love it.
That is in the water under the earth.
Yeah, love me some shrimp too, man.
It makes us just refrain from making any images. Because we know that what God has made on this earth, the trees, yes, the animals, yes, they're all heavenly.
Yes, they are.
A lot of people say, oh, well, a snake will bite you, a dog will bite you. They're all heavenly.
Amen.
God made it. You're heavenly. God made you. Amen. God created you.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what religion you claim.
Yes.
God still made you.
Yes, he did.
I should still love you, and you should still love me.
I love you. I love you, man.
The first commandment is, love God with all your heart, mind, and soul.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, if you love God with all your heart, mind, and your soul, then you're going to follow his commandments as Jesus said.
Yes, you will. Follow it. Follow it.
He said, why do you call me Lord? And you do these things. How can we call our God, God, our Lord?
How can we?
If we're breaking this commandment here.
Yes.
I'm going to go a little bit deeper.
Deep.
In this commandment, because
go, minister.
Farther down here, I tell the readers who I sent the message to that telling people this, you are being a liar. It might sound harsh to a lot of individuals, but you are a liar. You are lying.
What the scripture?
And if it's not you, then let's go ahead and admit that is Satan using you.
Yes.
To make generations and people think this is what Christ and angels look like. Because when we get to heaven, it's going to be a whole new ball game. We're going to see something totally different. A lot of us, a lot of individuals, I'm not going to say me, a lot of individuals are going to see the angels and the Jesus for a quick second before they get through in the lake of fire.
Yes. Yes.
But John 8.
John 8. Read it.
And 44.
Ooh, 44. Come on.
And I'll let you turn and get to John 8 and 44. Because this goes right along with the last scripture that I just gave you guys.
John 8. Come on.
It says, you are of your father, the devil.
The devil.
And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth.
No, he don't.
Because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. For he is a liar and the father of it.
Wow.
Amen. Glory to God.
Wow.
Now, that's powerful.
Yes, it is.
Glory. That is real powerful. And I'm going to read it again.
Read it again. Come on.
Ooh. John 8:44 says,
what is it?
You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie,
yes,
he speaks from his own resources.
Oh, no.
For he is a liar and the father of it. Now, folks, I just finished speaking about having the images of Jesus and angels. If you put it out there saying this is what they look like, and you someone passes a picture down to you of Jesus, and you take it and you copy it and you pass it down to someone else, you just told the same lie that they told, and someone had told them the lie, which we all going to say it was Satan, because lies is of Satan.
Yes, they are. He's a big liar. Devil is a lie.
And this is why I'm reading from John 8 and 44, because it clearly says he speaks from his own resources.
Yes.
Now, when you pass that picture of that angel or Jesus, find out from yourself.
From yourself.
Where did you get that resource?
Joe gave it to me, man.
Did you get it from Joe down the street?
Yep, Joe.
Did you get it from Renee?
Mm-mm.
Did you get it from Kiki?
No, Kiki.
Did you get it from Tony?
Tony, that's my nephew, man. He lied to me sometime, dude.
Was that resource from God?
No, it wasn't.
Did God tell him to give it to you? Because now you need to go to him and find out what his resource was.
Most of the tradition. tradition.
Somewhere down the line, you're going to find out that someone is doing it because of tradition.
Yes, yes.
Jesus even spoke in the Bible and says, you're stuck in your traditional ways.
Stuck in your traditional ways.
This is why a lot of us are lost, folks.
Yes. Yes, we are.
We go to these different church buildings.
With you, I know now, man. I know.
Not even knowing that the church is in us.
Yes, it is. We are the church.
How can you put, and someone put it to me, glory to God for them, they said you can't put a church inside of a church.
Yes, glory to Marcel for saying that. Glory.
The Bible also says, when Steve was speaking, he said the Holy Ghost not dwell inside of a building.
Amen.
And he's right. It dwells inside of you.
Yes.
So now if you get a bunch of individuals together, and the Holy Spirit is dwelling in all of them.
Yes.
Churches. Parts of the body of Christ.
Yes.
They are.
Yes, they are.
Glory. And I'm going to speak this. The church building is there for us to learn and then go.
Go.
Hold on now. A lot of you might argue about it. But I'm going to say this and I'm going to leave it. So that way there's no arguing.
Don't argue. Amen. Amen. Glory.
Look in the Bible at the disciples of Christ.
Okay, I'm looking.
First start with Christ. Then go to his disciples.
Yes.
What did they do? They wasn't in a building. They went from church to church. They went from home to home. They went land to land.
Yes.
Because the Great Commission.
Yes.
Matthew tells us to.
Matthew, it does. Amen. Glory. Glory to God.
We are to go church to church.
Church to church.
To teach.
Teach them. Till they get it.
We are go door to door, homes.
Yes.
Homes.
Yes.
To witness.
Knock on their door. Who is it? Go ahead. Come in.
Paul said it clear. Do the work of an evangelist.
Of an evangelist. Yes.
You can't do the work of an evangelist sitting in the walls,
no,
behind the four walls.
Mm-mm.
I hear a lot of individuals say, well, why can't I do the work of an evangelist, but I still come back to the church? Well, it's simple. In Ephesians 4:11, read that chapter and go all the way down, and it'll tell you. It says, so you won't be tossed to and fro like an infant.
Yes, trickery.
And then he goes on to mention about the trickery of man.
Yes, he does.
And that's what's happening today.
Uh-huh.
This is why a lot of individuals don't know that they are the church.
Yes.
They don't know that God is coming back for your soul, your spirit, your heart.
Yes.
You as the church. Okay. Christ lives in you.
Yeah, my heart, because ain't nothing but love in it for him. Glory.
A lot of individuals go to church and they just sit there
mm-hmm.
for the rest of their life.
Wow.
Now, what good are you doing Christ just by sitting there? I hear a couple of people might say, well, I can go home and I can minister to people. I can minister to people at the job and still go to church on Saturday or Sunday. That's not what God wants us to do, because you are to become a leader yourself.
Yes, amen.
If you look at Jesus and his disciples, when Christ left,
yes,
his disciples became leaders, and then his disciples had disciples.
Yes.
And then it repeated itself.
Repeated.
And that is what we are to be doing now.
Like a good broken
those record. Are the facts, folks.
Like a good broken record. Good one, though.
It repeats. It's a repeating cycle.
Yes.
And this is how the body of Christ is built, with individuals, individual spirits.
Churches.
Individual clean churches. Souls.
Yes.
You being a leader.
A church, too.
And you go out door to door, church to church,
oh,
and you minister to people, and you get your disciples, then they become leaders.
Yes, yes, yes.
Somewhere down the line, that got broken.
The government and the fake leaders.
And I'm telling you, folks, I'm here to help bring that back.
Yes.
This is my part of the body of Christ that I'm here to do.
Yes. Amen.
Teach the truth.
Teach it.
Sound doctrine.
Sound doctrine.
We're going to go on to Revelation 21:8, and I told you we're going to be touching on some different topics here today.
Yes. Touch it. Touch it.
It says in Revelation 21:8, and I want you guys to go there, because we're still speaking on the liars.
Okay, let me go.
Still speaking on the liars.
I got it.
Revelation 21:8 says, but the cowardly,
unbelieving,
abominable,
murderers,
sexually immoral, sorcerers,
idolaters, yes,
and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Wow.
Now, I was on the internet the other day.
Okay.
And someone asked a question. Do you think there's life after death? Well, folks, if you are believers of Christ and believers in God, it says right here, which is the second death. So what does that mean? You have to live a second time.
Wow.
Now, spiritually speaking, which we are to be spiritual creatures, Jesus said that a man is to be born again. A lot of us, and I'm going to get back to the liars, but like I said, we're touching on different topics here, and they all are of importance.
Yes, they are. Preach it.
We are not what our mom named us.
Oh, man.
If you look in the Bible, Jesus named his disciples, gave them different names.
Yes, he did.
Why?
Yes, he did.
Because they were born again.
Yes.
They didn't keep the same names. You as a leader, you do not have the same name. A lot of you have heard the song, Jesus Changed My Name. And I would sing it, but at the moment I'm in a preaching mood. But know that your name is changed.
Yes, it is.
If God gave me Minister Stevie T,
yes, that's you.
That is my name.
That's you, man. That's you. I know.
It is not no longer Stevie Tyrone Thompson.
That's a cute name, though.
That's what my mama named me.
Oh, it's cute.
In that life, that's what my mom named me.
Okay.
In the new life of when I was born again, I have a new name. I am a leader now, Mr. Stevie T. And this is how it is, folks.
Yes. Glory.
For the ones, especially in the U.S.
Okay.
Because we are an international church, and we're in China, we're in Asia, we're in Beijing, we're in Africa. We're everywhere teaching and giving the word of God.
Yes we are.
Woo. But for the ones in the U.S. I'm going to speak some that's of very large importance.
Okay, speak it.
When you step in the courtroom,
yes preach it,
know that they ask you, who are you?
Who are you?
What is your name?
Okay.
If you notice in the Bible, when Jesus went before, was it Pilate, Caesar? He went before them, and they said, are you the Messiah? Are you the King of the Jews? Are you Jesus of Nazareth? They all asked these questions. But did Jesus speak and say, I am the King of Jews. I am Jesus of Nazareth. I am.
He said that now.
Jesus told us who he was.
That's right, he did.
And that's why we call him the great I am. But in front of the law, the front of the people, in front of the non-believers in him, it never was, oh yeah, I am.
That's right.
Jesus told the one person, I didn't say that, you did. So when you go before court, or go before the courts, know that if you speak that you are the person that your mom named you,
that's right,
then you just step back down to that level.
That's right, man. Back into that first birth. No.
Before you were saved.
That's
before
died.
You were born again.
Yeah, that had died. You can't go back to that.
Now, if you state, I am, like I can say, I am Minister Stevie T.
That's who you is, brother.
Well, can they argue?
No.
I'm a spiritual creature. They can't. I remember the First Amendment of our Constitution of the United States.
That's right.
Speaks.
Yeah.
That we have a freedom of religion.
Religion. That's right.
They can't go against your religion.
That's right. U.S.
Also, I'm going to speak something that's very, very key that I want all you to remember. And I'm going to get back into the part about the liars.
That's right.
Because it talks about, you know, telling people this is what Christ looks like.
I'm waiting, brother.
I'm not getting away from that. But these things are of importance.
Go ahead. Let the Holy Spirit lead you, brother.
Note this.
Yes.
That when you step in a courtroom,
uh-huh,
they ask you to raise your right hand, and they ask you, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, so help you God?
Whoa.
Two things they want you to do.
What's that, brother?
They want you to sin, not once, but twice.
Wow.
Because one, the Bible tells us in Acts that we are not to swear.
Yes, yes it does. Glory to God.
And if you swear, you sin. What happens after you sin?
Yes.
Especially if you sin against God. What happens?
He don't hear you.
Do you think God is going to be there helping you in that courtroom if you didn't sin? What it is, it's the enemy. And Jesus said the system is of the enemy.
Yes.
It's to pull you away from God first and then tear you down from limb to limb. Tell the judge, I am a Christian.
Yes.
I cannot swear.
That's right. Don't let him tell you part.
Then they said, so help you God. That's the second thing. Okay, first of all, the Bible tells us not to do anything to impress man.
Mm.
And they're trying to make you go and swear before God,
mm,
so that way the enemy can tear you down.
Wow. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
If you tell them you swear and affirm,
glory to God,
and oh, help me, God. How can God help you if you ain't already swore?
Mm. You ain't already sinned.
You know the Bible tells us that God doesn't listen to the sinner.
Yes, he does.
So the enemy is trying to be smart.
He says that.
Do not swear, do not affirm before God.
Mm.
Now, one thing that you can do is you can affirm for the courts.
Yes, for them courts, just for them now.
So what you say is, I do not swear or affirm before God.
Yes.
But for the courts, I will affirm what I say is true.
Yes. Now, what else?
And to the best of my knowledge.
To the best of your knowledge, brother.
Because remember, God has to come in you and speak.
That's right. He will speak to you. He said.
Now, I wanted to point that out because my Bible tells me to love thy neighbor.
Love him.
And this is what I'm doing. I'm telling you the truth.
Yes. Amen.
Now, back to Revelations 21 and 8. Again, it says, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with the with fire and brimstone, yes, which is the second death.
I'm sorry. Excuse you, brother. Excuse you.
I point out liars because we were just talking about it is a lie. If you tell someone this is what Jesus looked like,
yes,
this is what angels look like.
Right, right.
Just because your mom and great granddad and great 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 grandmother did it doesn't mean you do it.
That's right. That's right.
Because if they were wrong, they were wrong. Because the teachings, a lot of the teachings were not back then like they are now.
That's right.
Now we done got more in depth with it.
Yes, yes.
Which all the while we should have been in depth with it because Jesus was in depth with it years and years and years ago.
Yes, yes, yes.
So why couldn't they be in depth with it?
Yes, decades ago.
The problem was,
what it was,
a lot of individuals couldn't speak up.
That's right.
They were scared,
scared
of what these other church leaders might say.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
I am not scared,
yes,
of no devil in hell.
Glory.
I'm not going to back down, mm-hmm, from no man.
No man.
no court no system, courts. no judicial system, whatever you want to call it. Amen. Glory to God. Glory. I'm here to reveal the truth.
Set yourselves free,
yes. Saints.
Jesus will set you free.
And know that what I'm speaking is of the truth.
It is.
The last days are here. The last of the last days are here.
Yes, mark of the beast.
And it's time for us to have this knowledge in our mind, in our hearts,
yes.
So that way we can spread this to others.
Yes.
And I ask everyone listening, to the thousands of saints that are part of the Church of Truth and Spirit in the other countries and in the U.S.,
yes.
Spread this message to everyone.
I shall, brother. I shall.
And watch that seed blossom up.
Oh yeah, I see it already.
With beautiful flowers, with beautiful fruits on it.
Smell it.
And God shall bless you.
Yes, yes, he is.
Our next sermon will be coming soon.
Yes, it will.
For those that want to get in contact with the Church of Truth and Spirit,
yes.
I am Minister Stevie T.
Minister Stevie T.
Our number is 888-718-2551.
Extension 800.
If you want to contact us through email, you can contact us at CITYSIDE. The numbers 2006 at yahoo.com. That's cityside2006@yahoo.com. Our website is Cityside Music Ministries, and that's plural, .com.
Okay.
Our online church is Church of Truth and Spirit .podomatic.com. And I will spell that out before I leave.
Go ahead.
It's CHURCHOF Truth TRUTH AND SPIRIT dot PODOMATIC dot com.
Right.
That's Church of Truth and Spirit dot com. When you go to the page, you can hear all our sermons. You can listen to our videos, the songs that we do for praise and worship.
Yes.
Because praise. You should always give God praise.
Praise.
You should always worship God. Your worship is your intimacy with God. Your praise is your thanks to God. Thank Him for who He is every day. And remember, the Church of Truth and Spirit is not in the building, but it's in the building of the body of Christ. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you all.